Blades win 6-3 here in Brandon today. Joined by, well, geez, how do you not be a third, one of the three stars when you get 5 points in the game? David Lewandowski is going to have to settle for the Blades' unsung hero that I pick. A goal and 4 assists today. A good day for you and the team.
Yeah.
Why is that? How? Why? What was going on today that made it so good for you?
I don't know. I think, like, of course, my teammates just scored. But they have to puck on, like, to puck on the sticks, or like, that's what they do. I just pass it, so it's.
But you're passing. I mean, the goal that Hunter Lang scores in the second period. Did you see that he was that wide open, able to make that kind of pass to him to get, send him in on that breakaway?
Yes.
I mean, I guess that's the thing about you, is that you have exceptional vision, so you know that you can make plays like that and help the team out that way. I mean, and I know you'd rather pass the puck than shoot it, which is at times maddening to watch, because I think people want you to shoot more because you got a good shot, but you're thinking about the other guys and the nice plays that can be made, and they work like that for you. So as you're going forward, is it still just about passing the puck more so than shooting it for you?
No, like, I try to shoot it more. I don't know, sometimes it's happening, sometimes it's not, so it's hard to say.
What did they tell you at Edmonton Oilers camp? What do they want you to do? What, how do they think, want you to improve?
Play hard, like, do like the small things right, and like compete every game.
Well, the competition part, I mean, you took a couple of minor penalties again today. So you're definitely involved in the physical end of things, which I don't think you seem to mind at all.
No, it's okay.
But you don't want to be involved in the stuff that was happening late in the game like that.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens. Oh, I can hardly wait for that day to come along. Was it a nasty game out there? I mean, there were hardly any penalties until the final few minutes. I just didn't get the sense that it was all that terribly nasty, and yet it really got spicy at the end. What was going on?
I don't know. I think they just got mad at us because we were like winning. I think like their just frustration was there, and I don't know. I think they, like, of course, in the, like, they could have like been more penalties, yeah, than just one or two. I don't know, but like, I don't think it was a spicy game, but at the end, like, couple hits, and then they were a little frustrated, and then we didn't want to back up, so like, what's good? And then this happened.
How nice is it to come the day before a game like this and be able to play rather than travel all the way and have to play that same day?
Yeah, it's good. Like, it's way better than like coming in at the same day and then play, because like your legs will be like a little tired. You sit on the bus the whole day, so it's kind of good.
So what do you have to do in order to be ready when you have to, you know, have travel the day before? What's the key to being ready to play the day after you've traveled?
Day after?
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, mindset is the most, like it's, like, all about, all in your mind. Like, if you're, like, focused and your mind is there, I think, like, you can play good.
David, thank you so much. Congratulations on a big day for you offensively and for the team. Great game. 6-3 you win today. Wish you all the best moving forward.
All right. Thank you.
David Lewandowski of the Saskatoon Blades joining me here on our post-game show.